Hey everyone, thank you for coming to our first event, Non-Corporate Girls Presents Pizza and Prosecco. Really excited to have you here. Just a quick rundown on what non-corporate is for those of you who may not know. Non-corporate for us is a state of mind. It's more so an experience that we've kind of cultivated because we've worked in environments that people don't support. Cultivation, collaboration, change. And we wanted to be around a community of people who understand that maybe corporate America is your thing, maybe it's not, but you should be in environments that foster that growth for you and you're able to do whatever your passion is, because we believe in creating a life by design and not a life that you just get to exist.
Absolutely. And so as non-corporate girls, we're here to support you guys in your endeavors, because sometimes we fall into a box or we're afraid to take the leap. And we meet so many people whose stories are very similar to ours, where they like, this is what I want to do, but I don't feel like I can take that leap and do it. So we're here to be like a support system and just share other people's experiences so that you can be your best self wherever you're at. Because as an entrepreneur, you know, you gotta grow, but your team is usually just a team of one. And when you're in corporate, you could also feel alone because there's not so many people that even look like us in our roles. We might be the only person of color, the only Latina, the only woman. And so we have like different battles that we're trying to, you know, surpass at the same time while being successful. So I feel like when you're surrounding yourself with like-minded individuals, you stay in the race longer. And so we're here to help you on your races.
So pizza and Prosecco is one thing under our pop-up series that we're trying to do. And the idea here is that we have a theme every couple of months, and we have different people, wonderful ladies or men, who can resonate with that. So pizza and Prosecco, the theme today is being a non-corporate girl. And we have three wonderful panelists that we're going to kind of dive into their lives a little bit and find out what this really means for them.
And share with you guys.
So we can get started.
So yes, thank you again for coming, and we hope you enjoy. Ask questions at the end.
Okay, so Delilah's going to do a little quick intro of our panelists here, and then we'll kick it off.
Yes, so first we have Tequila White. She's a managing partner at Tequila White PR and an account executive at Rebel Agency as a publicist, driven by results and service with a passion for storytelling and brand strategy. Working with brands such as L'Oreal, the New York Coalition of 100 Black Women, the New York Urban League, the National Basketball Players Association, and Hot 97, Tequila has secured press for her clients and top-tier publications. She's been featured in Essence, BuzzFeed, and named Women of Color in PR Rising Publicist of the Week. Tequila is quickly establishing herself as a thought leader in the PR industry, using her experience in public relations, social media strategy, and event planning. Tequila works to ensure the vision her clients connect with target audiences through authentic creative campaigns. Welcome, Tequila. And next we have Martine Cadet, who is the founder of Catarique in 2015. She helps corporate entrepreneurs, aka corporate-tenures, achieve their online business goals even while reporting to their 9-to-5 by providing them with actionable tactics and strategies they can apply within their limited available times. When you're partnered with Catarique, you get the most efficient, effective, and affordable online marketing business coaching you may need right now. Avoid spending time researching. Martine Cadet will have the answers for you. Yes, girl.
Welcome.
And the youngest of the bunch, she's so fabulous, Cheyenne Adler, or Adamie Taylor. She's known online, is a 20-something millennial trying to make it through the day, which tends to be a lot easier with a great outfit on. By day, she works in brand marketing at Lively, a company redefining lingerie for women with wild hearts and boss brains. And by night, she's balancing her growing social presence and new blog, withcheyenne.com, which is grounded in providing a platform for successful, driven women to feel comfortable, to let down their walls, and talk about things like heartbreak or mental health. Through her endeavors, she's worked with companies such as Refinery29, New York Mags The Cut, HB Fit, Squarespace, Adidas, ZVF, DKNY, and many more. And now she's here with us today. You know, no big deal.
So you guys have kind of heard about what our meaning of non-corporate is, and we really want to ask you ladies, what's your definition of being non-corporate? No particular order, whenever you want to jump in.
Who wants to take it first?
The youngest of the bunch is jumping in.
Sure. So I
haven't really been in the workforce for too long. I graduated last January, and I went immediately into working at a kind of a growing startup, Squarespace. And I was interning there beforehand, and then I transitioned to a full-time role and was there for about almost a year and a half afterwards. And so while I was there, the reason why I wanted to work at a company like Squarespace is because they were a growing startup. And like, I'm so interested in startups. Like, that's really what like the pulse of like my generation is really looking at. They love the like Google offices, we want the lunches, we want the free nap pods, we want all of those things. And so I started at the company really thinking that that was like a lot of what it was going to be. Not so much. It was growing really fast, and at the time we were really going through this change where they were transitioning from a startup to a very corporate culture. And like, that's, I'm, if you know me, I'm like not corporate at all. Like, my vision of corporate has always been, you know, like spending 30 years at the company, the same company, or like working basically kind of that 9 or 8 to 6 or more than that. And so my identity is like very much fluid and flexible and creative and passionate. And I never really kind of put those two together, corporate and myself. But my kind of vision of what like non-corporate girl means is, whether you work in corporate or not, it's a mindset, like you guys were saying. It's like, it's about really viewing whether you're in this corporate role. Like, while I was at Squarespace, like I really like was still myself in a corporate position. I was still pitching ideas that were like creative. I'd see something on the subway, take a picture of it, bring it in and be like, look, this is what the pulse is. And it's like, whatever the role is, that doesn't have to be like the boundary or like this frame that you have to work within. You can still bring personality and energy and creativity into like this corporate environment. And even if it's like, let's say I know someone who works in banking, and you know, she lives this really hectic schedule, she works all the time, but what, like, she's so passionate about her blog, her fashion blog, and she finds this time in her day, I don't know how, to squeeze in photo shoots or, you know, write content for her blog. And that's something similar to me. And that's like pretty much like, if you're passionate about something, your job isn't going to limit you. It should be something where if you're in this role, take what you can learn from that and apply it to like really what you're passionate about outside. Because corporate does give you amazing skill sets. Like, I'm thankful for that experience because I walked away with like knowledge and all of these amazing like relationships. And like, moving out of kind of corporate, I appreciate corporate so much for all of that experience and what I gained from it. But it's really about applying, and within that role that you're in, looking to see what you can get out of it or what you can really bring into that role. Mm-hmm. Can you add something to it? Or can you, if you're trying to leave, what are you, can you get from that experience that can help you move on? So that's kind of my identity or idea of like a non-corporate girl, is like, no matter what it is, it's a state of mind at any given point.
Yes.
I don't even know.
Yeah. Sorry, I talked about that.
Piggyback off of that. I guess for me, being a non-corporate girl is about not waiting for someone to give you the opportunity, but creating your own opportunities. Mm-hmm. So very often, if you're in corporate, you get there and you feel stuck, or you feel like in a box, or you feel like you can't be your full authentic self. So you might start to make excuses for yourself, like, well, I need the money, so I can't quit. Or, well, I'm not gonna have stability, so I can't quit. And it starts to be, well, I'm gonna give myself 6 months, and then it turns to a year, and then it turns into 2 years, and then before you know it, you're miserable at work, you're angry at yourself, you're angry at your family, you have an attitude all the time because you're not happy, you're not fulfilled. So I feel like just having balance and understanding that you can't sit and wait for the perfect job to come, or the perfect role to come, or for the promotion that you were promised, and get mad when someone else gets it, because you can only really be mad with yourself, because you're not creating those moments and creating that opportunity to go to a networking event, to get on LinkedIn and build a list of 10 people that you admire and reach out to them and say, you inspire me, can we do coffee, can we do something quick, I know you're busy, can I just, you know, talk to you about what I'm interested in, see if you have anyone in your network that can connect me to anything. I don't mind doing stuff for free, I don't mind volunteering. Just create your own opportunities, because I feel like that's where you're really gonna grow, whether you're in corporate or not. Stop waiting around for stuff to fall in your lap and just get up and say, you know what, maybe I'm frustrated, maybe I feel like, you know, today's not the best day, but I'm gonna try and knock three things out of my to-do list to make myself feel like I'm moving and I'm growing and I'm getting somewhere. So I think for me, just being a non-corporate girl is kind of thinking outside the box and saying, this is my end goal and there's five different ways to get to this way. So if one through three don't work, I still have two other options.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. So I agree with everything you guys are saying, and I'm going to piggyback on that too, because I work a day job. I report every day. I've been working with this corporate company for about 14 years now, and it's a great company. It's given me a lot of opportunities. I've learned a lot of things from them. I've had the opportunity to travel the world with them. I've been to Vietnam, Thailand, Hong Kong. I've learned a lot of things. But I got to a point where I realized that what's next? So it's back to what you were saying about the mindset. And then it's also about, you know, creating your own opportunities and managing your energy when you're at work. So that's what I teach with my corporateurs. I say, you know, you have to set your priorities straight. When I walk into work, I say to myself, I'm going to be a good employee. Be a good employee, because everything you do at work is going to translate back into your business when you have it. The way you work your projects at work, the way you reply to emails, the way you, if you're a manager, the way you have your team working for you, all of this, take it as a training. Now I look at going to work like I'm going back to college, and I say I'm going to graduate. I'm going to have a double master's, because I look at it every day when I walk in for 8 hours sitting in that cubicle. I say to myself, what am I going to learn today that I can apply for my business? And I go home and I have two kids. I have a 6-year-old, I have a 12-year-old. I need energy. So I used to spend a lot of time complaining about the girl that kept sneezing in the office. I kept complaining about the guy that comes at the printer at 8 o'clock in the morning, yapping, how was your weekend? I don't want to talk to you right now. Situation. I used to complain about these things and spend a lot of energy like just being upset about people. And now I don't do that anymore. I'm like, you know what? I'm here to pay my bills because it's a consistent paycheck I don't have to worry about. And I'm going to go home, take care of my kids, take care of my husband and my family, and then I'm still gonna have energy to work on my business because that's what I want. So set your priorities straight. I'm not saying go crazy and, you know, work on your business all day, every day, but when you are in the corporate world, look at your job today, if you're still in your day job, and look at the positives, what you can learn from it, what you can apply from it into your business. And if you're not reporting to a day job right now, but you used to, go back and think about how you were managing back in the days and when you were in the corporate world. There's a lot of things you learn that you could put back. But being a non-corporate girl is really knowing how to manage your energy, you know, when it comes to being in the corporate world and knowing how to set your priorities straight and really just building on it and just keep going.
So it seems like the
consensus
is here is utilize your resources in the current position that you're in, which is obviously great, and we all need to know that. What I want to know, and I know a little bit about Martine doing this, but what was like a pivotal shift for you guys to like tell you, okay, I need to do something else? Like maybe this corporate structure, the resources are great, things are great, but this is not exactly what I want to do. So how can I get there?
I guess I'll start.
Yeah.
So I guess my turning point would be leaving college and kept hearing, well, when you have that piece of paper, you're going to be ahead of the game. So you're going to be good. So start, do your internships while you're in school, get your experience, apply when you're about to graduate, you'll be good. Then I graduated, I wasn't good.
Right.
So I was like, I did what I was supposed to do. I did my internships. I had a great GPA. I made connections. I did what I was supposed to do. But then it's, oh, you have to have 2 to 3 years experience. And I'm like, but I just got out of college. So where was I supposed to get that experience? I did my internships, but it's like you want agency experience outside of internships, but it's nearly impossible. So then I started to see, okay, so this is systemic. They're limiting you. They're putting barriers in front of you for specific reasons that we obviously all know. So I had to think, how am I going to get ahead of them? How am I going to get around them? Because I'm not going to take no as an answer. I'm not going to just give up and do something else because this is what I want to do. This is what I love to do. So at that point, after maybe my 10th interview, 100th application, I said, okay, who do I know that's dope in my network? Who do I know that's working on things that I can help them on projects? What events are happening that I can volunteer and work with people and connect with people? How can I get into spaces with people who are doing things that I want to do? And I just started saying, okay, if they're not going to hand me the role and they're not going to hand me the job, I have to figure out how to put myself in places where I'm A, doing what I want to do, getting that experience that I can add to my resume. So as I'm continuing to apply, now I'm starting to build up things that I've done. And also just making sure that I'm very strategic about the things that I do. So I'm not just scrolling on Instagram or scrolling on Twitter aimlessly. I'm screenshotting posts from people saying, oh, having an event here, looking for volunteers. Or I'm on Instagram seeing, okay, someone has a new business that they're talking about. They just launched a website. I'm going to find their email and I'm going to reach out to them. Just being very strategic and smart about the moves that I make. And I feel like just having that harsh reality that a job is not going to be handed to you was a point where I had to kind of say, okay, well, you know, I'm not gonna be handed this, so I have to figure out a way to get to it. So
So I left Squarespace probably about a month and a half ago with no plan. No plan at all. This point came pretty much probably like back in December where I was really coming close to my 1 year mark, and I was just not happy. Like, I wasn't happy. And it's like, I know, like, people say, like, oh, you can just make the best of it. But, like, it was coming to a point where, the work that I was doing, like, I just felt like my heart wasn't in it. And I was just, like, I couldn't force it. And then it was, like, the people that I was working with were just, like, Shan, like, we don't even, like, not my, like, managers, but my coworkers were just, like, Shan, like, you shouldn't be here. Like, you should go and, like, do something else. Like, you have this amazing talent, you have this amazing energy, and, like, what this brand is and what they're trying to do here just isn't what you, that's not for you. And so it's, like, hearing it from so many people, and, like, it was coming out, like, this unhappiness in my, like, personality and, like, my, like, how I was interacting, like you were saying, like, with your family, getting angry at them. It's, like, you're just, when you realize that you're just truly unhappy in a job, it's, you, like, you gotta go. Like, when it's affecting your mental health and it's just, like, all of those things, like, I knew it was time to go. So I was, like, I gotta get out of here. And, like, I loved everyone I worked with. It was just my role just wasn't what I wanted. And so I had this trip coming up because, like, basically to get through this job, like, it was very taxing. I was working 12 hours sometimes, maybe 15. And I literally was always planning vacations so I could, like, at least just, like, work towards something to escape. And I was like, okay. So I had this trip planned with all my girls. And, like, literally the week before, I was like, I gotta quit before I go. Like, I can't go on this and come back to this job, like, for my own health. And so I just I sat down with my CMO and, like, had this, like, really heart-to-heart with her, which, like, I was really blessed to have a really great relationship with, like, my upper management, like, where I could, like, pull my CMO into this office space as an, like, almost, like, entry-level coordinator position and say, like, I just, like, this is just not working out. And, like, you know, I think, like, I really should go. And I built such an amazing, amazing, like, kind of relationship there that, like, even my CMO was like, Shan, like, we see what you do on your social. We see what you're capable of and the ideas that you're pitching here. And they're incredible ideas, but they're just not Squarespace ideas. So it was just like, she was just like, honestly, we, like, this is an amicable type of party. And I was like, amazing. So I still have that network there. But now, like, I left without a plan. And I felt so much, the minute I walked out, I was just like, and it literally, I walked out and I felt like that evening, I got a message from one of my, just someone in my network posting about, we're looking for a social media person to build our community and really take over and take it to that next level and, like, own it. And, like, you know, would you be interested? And I was like, I've been unemployed for about 2 hours, but yeah, sure, sure thing. So I, like, sat down with this woman that I had met, like, 2 years prior while I was still in college, and she was talking about this role, and I was like, okay, like, I'm leaving for Paris, like, in, like, 8 hours, so, like, let's continue the conversation, like, if need to be, I'll hop on a call while I'm on vacation. So that's what happened. I, like, literally, like, jumped on this call, like, because I was just like, you know, I don't have a plan, I don't know what I want to do, but, like, I'm obsessed with this company that's, like, now coming after me. So I, like, I came back and had a job by the time I, like, came back, and I was just like, life kind of like really worked for it. It was like, honestly, things fell into place. I don't know if it's like luck or if it was fate or whatever, higher power. It was God, yes, correct. It was all of those things, because I was like, honestly, like, I'm sure my parents were shaking in their boots, having unnecessary, like, who's gonna pay your rent next month, girl? Like, but it was just like, for me, it was like this moment where I was just like, if I go back into this office, like,
but you also had all your receipts lined up. Like, your social media is incredible. Like, you're showing, have, like, a running portfolio of what you do.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yeah. So I also, like, I had the confidence, like, in myself. Like, it was this thing where it was just, like, I told myself, I told my mother, who's literally calling me, being like, who's gonna pay your rent? I was like, Mom, take a breath. I've got this. Like, I don't know what's gonna happen, but I know it's gonna be fine. Right. And it's just, like, that determination, believing in yourself, and legit, like, I think, like, me just taking the initiative to just be like, this isn't right for me. I need to find something that's right and that's gonna make me, like, kind of, like, show the career path that I really wanted to be in. Mm-hmm. And, like, social media had given me this, like, really amazing kind of, like, network and, like, skill set. So I was like, I think I'll be fine. Like, I know, not even I think, I know I'll be fine, because, like, I have to be. So I left and things worked out. And, like, I'm so blessed for it. But, like, there is this moment where it's just, like, you just gotta get yourself out of a toxic situation. And even if it's not toxic, it's just not for you. Like, believe in yourself, like, things will work out.
Yeah.
Like, you were saying this, like, you know, like, you left college and, like, things didn't pan out the way that you wanted to. But you found that way to, like, build your career. And now look at you, you're on this panel with all these amazing people. So it's just, like, believing in yourself is, like, the number
half
one thing.
Of the battle, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which brings it into our next question of, and you guys can all answer, whoever wants to take it first. Tell us one thing you wish you would have known sooner in life.
That's a big question. No pressure.
There's a lot of things. I was like, there's a lot of things.
I'll go first. I mean, I wish I knew that, you know, it's not always about money.
Yes.
Yes.
That's the number one.
That is.
Yes. And I'm not always about money. Like, even, like, for me, you know, if you ask anybody that's known me for years since I was in high school or earlier, they'll tell you Martine's the goody two shoes kind of girl. She's the book smart, straight A student. Like, I've always taken school so seriously, and it's really because of my upbringing. My father was a teacher and whatnot, and I, you know, was always about education. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, I teach my kids, I'm like, you guys gotta go to school. That's your passport to life. That's what my father used to tell me. It's like, you're a woman, it's your passport to life. And, you know, when I came to the States to pursue my higher education college, going into for my master's, the whole point of it was, yes, I want education, but I wanna make money. I wanna jump in the corporate world and go up that ladder and make that money and be a big shot, you know, want to make money. And I wish somebody had told me differently and said, you know, along the way, obviously, I got myself into debt, obviously, because nobody taught me about money, and I'm like, money. And, you know, it's important, money's important, but I wish that somebody had told me about it a little bit more, because even when I started doing my businesses, because I've been doing a business, you know, I've tried everything and anything, but I wish somebody had told me, listen, don't focus on the money, focus on your passion, focus on your values, what you could bring to the table. Like, that, I entertain that today because I got to know it, but if I had known this early on, I would have been like, you know what, I probably don't need to invest all that money in a website. I probably don't need to spend money that I don't have, you know, on merchandise and opening an online boutique that's like selling one item every 3 months. You know, I wouldn't spend all that money doing all that, those stupid stuff. So I wish somebody had told me about money. And going back to the question before, like, that's what happened to me in the corporate world. I decided to really look into my life when I realized that I hit the corporate ceiling. I'm like, holy crap, I could do this in my sleep. What's next? Every job opportunity that comes across is telling me you gotta be a director. I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna be a director for myself. And it's not about the money no more. The six-figure income means nothing to me. I'm gonna pursue my dream. If it has to take a pay cut, it is what it is. So I wish somebody had told me, listen, don't look at money. Like, money has even, like, $20 is nothing. A dollar, it's, don't put your energy on money. It'll come. It'll come. But try. It's hard. Mm-hmm. It's very hard. We all need money. You know, we need to eat. We need to sleep. But what are you gonna do? But yeah, that's what I wish I knew.
Ladies, it's hard.
That's like, I can piggyback on that one. I kind of want to touch on it a little bit, just saying that, like, I so agree with that. Yeah. It's like, I wish, like, people said, because I went to this amazing school where, like, I was, like, basically primed to leave it and go into a high-powering job that pays a lot of money. That's, like, what I'm competing for. And it's like, that's not me, but you're really pressured to be, like, get the money and go after,
yeah,
like,
it brings, like, a status.
Yeah,
right?
So it's like, you know, for me, like, when I was offered this position, like, I was like, okay, it's with an amazing company, people know the name of it, so that's cool. And then, like, they offer me a lot of money, and I was like, done. I didn't really consider, like, the fact that, like, maybe they actually didn't tell me, like, what exactly I was gonna be doing, and there was, like, logistics that came with that. So it's just like, I was looking at this, like, number sign and being like, cha-ching. And I ended up in a really unhappy
situation.
I sold my soul. And I'm so blessed that I did that at, like, 22, mm-hmm. and learned and was able to, like, rewind, and then come back and say, okay, like, this year I left it and this new company, I took a major pay cut, but every single day I wake up so blessed to go to work and have this amazing opportunity. Like, I don't need, like, this amazing apartment. I don't need all of these things. This job, like, being happy is, like, the most valuable thing. And I think one other thing is that time, like, the other currency that matters, or the currency that I think that matters the most, is your time. Like, you can't get time back. And, like, you know, I'm happy that one reason I'm happy that this, like, 1 year period is, like, it was, like, 1 year. Like, I'm, like, not saying I wish I could get that year back. But, like, graduating college early to take on this job because it was hot, like, amazing, and I could brag to my friends and be like, they gave me this offer early. It wasn't worth it. Like, it was not worth it. And, like, I can't get that time back, but now I can move forward and see, like, what can I do with this time? Is this time at this job, is this opportunity adding value to me? Is it adding value to my life? Am I adding value to this company? Like, when you think about, like, spending time with your friends or spending time, like, how you budget your time is so important to your success. And, like, I just wish, like, people were really emphasizing, like, you spend your time on the phone, you spend your time, like, doing all these extra things. Like, all these, like, small minutes add up. And, like, you wake up one day and be like, okay, wow, I spent, like, 60 hours on Instagram, like, in the past month. And, like, I do that, but, like, it's my job. So I don't, like... It's just, like, where you place your time is just, like, so important and, like, really is detrimental to your success in a positive way or a negative way. So,
I would say I wish someone told me to value networking across as opposed to upwards. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of the times they tell you to find someone who's either doing what you want to do for X amount of years, try to get a mentor. And that is definitely important. You should definitely have someone who's been doing it for some time to bounce ideas off of, to connect you with things, to say, I got this offer, what do you think? Help me negotiate it. That's important. But it's also important to network across and see people who are grinding like you. Yeah, see people who are out here working like you. See people who are doing things in different industries outside of your own, because it's easy to stick with people who are, like, in my profession, I'm media communications. So a lot of my friends do that, but it's nice to have people who are in tech, who have people, I have friends who are software engineers, I have people who are into physics, I have people who are writers, I have tons of different type of people in my life. And I feel like that's super important because you guys are all coming up together. So it's important to build that community and network where you have a specific skill set and they have a specific skill set, and you guys can kind of lean upon each other and not think so more about how can I climb, how can I get to where I want to be, because a lot of the times if you network across, those are the people who end up having the roles to put you in positions to win. So if you're grinding with them in 2017, when they have been working on their crafting, they're up at a director's level and they're like, yo, Tequila, we're looking for a communications person. You held me down when I needed someone to do this event for me. Or I remember you came out and supported me when I was doing my hackathon, and I've been seeing what you're doing, and you are supporting other people in your industry. I already got the connect. You don't have to come in for the interview. You got the job. And if you network across, you're able to build with people who are on your level and rise with them, as opposed to getting a mentor who might be 40, 50 years old, while they might, you know, email you once a month. You're not going to be top of mind for them, because they're going to pick the people who they networked with across while they were coming up. So I just wish that people, now I get it. In the past, like maybe 1 or 2 years, I started to kind of build a network with people like these ladies here, and I'm going to connect with you ladies here, because I want to make sure that I'm connecting with people who are doing the same thing that I'm doing while I'm doing it.
Because this is tribe.
Right, yes. Right. Yes. This is what you, they understand you, they understand your struggles, because a lot of the times if you have an older mentor, they might not get it. They might feel like, well, when I was coming up, you know, this is how it was, and this is what you have to do. Right. I don't understand why you guys are always on your phone, why you guys, they don't always get it, and it's not like they're trying to belittle you or patronize you, it's just that they just don't get it. Yeah. So it's helpful to have people who get it, who understand what you're going through, and you can build with together. So I would definitely say I wish I would have learned that a lot sooner and focus more on the dope people around me, as opposed to trying to be so aspirational to people who are above me.
Facts. So you ladies do a lot, obviously, right? Because you guys all have full-time situations or semi-full-time situations, and then you have your side things. Imposter syndrome is something that I know we all probably suffer with in different phases of our life. And I just kind of want to know, like, what's that like for you guys? Does it show up? And when it does, how do you combat that? Because, you know, we're constantly trying to, like, do better and be our brother virgins. And we're experts in our field. We're trying to be experts. But, like, it comes up. It shows this ugly head. So how do you guys deal with that?
I just dealt with it last, like, 2 nights ago. And actually, my last podcast episode, my podcast comes out every Friday, was actually imposter syndrome, because I was feeling it. And the reason why I was feeling it is because I'm running my first ever free webinar this Thursday coming up. And it happened by accident, but back to what you were saying, you know, the networking, it kind of was a result of it. Speaking to someone, and like, you should do a free webinar. I'm like, really? I was on my lunch break in my car. That's my office, AKA. That's when I do my phone calls and my emails. And I was talking to her. She's like, you should do a free webinar. I'm like, absolutely. And I hung up, and I'm like, what did I put myself in? What am I going to do? So now I'm like, you know, thinking about it's next Thursday. Am I ready? Am I not ready? I started putting stuff together for it, like, since the call. And guess what? Everything changed. Everything that I wanted to talk about on Thursday's change as of last night. And when I emailed the woman that's hosting it, because she has access to the people that opted, she's like, we got 26 people opted. I'm like, no way. And I was like, literally an hour prior to that, I'm like, who the hell am I to be sitting here running a free webinar teaching people how to use Instagram when I have 500 followers on Instagram? Who's gonna want me? And I kept questioning myself and doubting myself. And I said, but Martine, you know, you've done it for 3 years as a blogger. You have 3,000 followers. Who cares? They want to see the value. And I said, you know, so how do I fix that? I go back and I check to see what I've done. I look at my videos. I listen to all 27 podcast episodes that I recorded in my car on my lunch break during the summer in the heat, not turning on the AC because I don't want noise in my phone. I listen to all of them. I watch all my YouTube videos that I recorded with my phone. I'm like, oh wow, I did that. I did that. I wrote this. Nice. Good job, Marcy. Okay, let's go. Keep going. Why are you questioning yourself? So that's the only way, you know, I get to find a way to fight it. And right now I'm trying to learn to meditate. I'm trying to learn to meditate more. I pray, but I definitely, I'm trying to, yes, because I'm a very anxious person. I have issues with anxiety. Like, I get crazy all the time about little stuff. So right now I'm teaching to take care of my brain, and teaching my brain that this is
who I am now. So you have to learn to get used to it and stop questioning me because
you're popping.
It's
yeah, it's all about the brain, guys. The brain. Teach that brain, right?
Me, I'm okay. So in my role, my last role, I had imposter syndrome every day. I was so anxious every single day, especially because like I said, like I agreed to join this team. They didn't have a role for me. They were just like, we want you to come into the gym. I never saw a job description. I didn't know what I was doing, but I just was like taking lead from like my manager. And like, you know, the environment that I was in, it was like pretty much learned by mistake. And I'm a perfectionist, and like, if I continue making mistakes, I will fall apart. Because like, when you've lived your life trying to do everything right and go get your grades right, do the extracurriculars, get into the right college and do everything right, like, and you get to this job and you're like, this should be easy, I know what I'm doing, I graduated college. And you get in it and like, someone's like, this is wrong. And I'm like, what are you talking about? So it's just like, after being told, like I'd been doing some things, like I had to, there was this learning curve. And that was so hard for me. I developed like in serious imposter syndrome. I was like, I shouldn't even be at this company. Like, should I even be doing this? Like, maybe I should just like go somewhere else. Like, I'm not ready for this. And it just like, so much of what you said, like, it's reminding yourself of what you've done. Like, truly, like, I had to look back at my resume. I had to look back at like my highlight reel. Like I have a highlight reel of like press clippings and all these like descriptions of like things that I've done in the past. And it's like looking at those things really like bring you like into this position where you're like, all right. So like I've done this, I've done that, I've done this. Like, why can't I do this? Right. I can do it. And it's like removing yourself, like realizing, and I'm someone who has severe anxiety, I've struggled with depression, and like those coupled with anxiety, like imposter syndrome, can get you in a really hard, difficult place to get yourself out of. And like, it's one, reminding yourself that you are capable and more than capable, that you're strong and you can do anything that you set your mind to. But then there's also this amazing, important thing that everyone needs, and it's this like support system behind you. And like, I call them my hype squad. And it's my mom, it's my best friend, and like, no matter what, I can hit them up and be like, I just want to give up. And like, I feel comfortable just saying that like lowest, deepest, like secret part of myself that I may not feel comfortable being like going up and being like, I just can't do this. Telling them and just them being like, you're not giving up, you know what you're capable of, and hyping you up. Like, if it's going to the bathroom, calling your mom, calling whoever it is, and being like, what am I doing here? I'm ruining everything. And having someone just be like, you're not, calm down. You're like legit. Like, you're not gonna be fired because of this. You're not gonna, nothing's, the world's not falling apart because you make a mistake. Everyone's made a mistake. And like, having people there to remind you that you're human, that everyone does these things, everyone feels these things, is so important. So just like, one, having that for yourself and remind, and like having something that you can look back to, whether it's your resume, whether it's like clippings, your podcast, or anything. But also, when that's not possible, and if it's not something that you can do in that moment, call on your team. Call the hype girls up. Have them, you know, call, do a group call. Listen to your favorite Beyonce song. She can be your hype girl if you can't call them up. But like, find someone, or Oprah, you know, Bad Girl Riri, bring her in. Like, everyone, Whitney Houston, every girl can be in this situation. But just like, find your thing that like can shift the mood in a second and bring you out of that. Like, it could be anything, but like finding that thing is, like, I think, the most important thing, and the support system.
Yeah.
I would say, I maybe not imposter syndrome, but just my drive is just at a very high level. So I find myself constantly pushing myself to the next milestone before I
complete the one you're at.
Not even complete, but just accept like you did that. Right. Like, I'll literally be here right now doing this and be like, yo, but I didn't write my blog post yet.
Right.
But I didn't do this yet. And I'm like, but you're on the panel right now. Like, that's in the glory that is you right now.
It's like being present.
Right. It's just so hard for me because I'm like, I'm
I'm here, but I really need to be here. Like, I need to push more.
But here is great, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. Yeah. But it's just, like, it's just who I am, which is not a bad thing, because being ambitious is a great thing. But I'm trying to just accept the fact that I'm doing this. Like, I'm here, and I'm better than I was 6 months ago. I'm better than I was a year ago. And just, like, going on Instagram and seeing people do certain things and feeling like, well, why am I not doing them? Or why am I not on this retreat? Why didn't I get to do this? And just have to stop and say, okay, they're showing you a screenshot of 2 seconds of their day. They're not showing you when they're on the floor and the refrigerator's empty and they are just like, what am I gonna do? They're just showing you that moment of, oh, I was featured here. Oh, I'm here. Oh, I'm with this person. And you feel like, oh, wow, like, I'm nothing. But you have to realize they only show you what they want you to see. Mm-hmm. So you have to stop comparing yourself to everyone and stop saying, well, maybe they have something I don't, when it's not a comparison. Like, everybody has their own journey, and everybody's going to get to where they need to be when they need to get there. Mm-hmm. So it's just more so me, A, managing my expectations for myself and just basking and accepting, like, okay, you're present, you accomplished a goal, enjoy your time and celebrate yourself for the moment, and then stop comparing my journey to other people's journey, because you're never going to win. You're never going to have the exact same treatment or journey or connections. You have to live for you, and you have to accept your own journey and make the most of your own journey.
Which is such an awesome segue into the next question. And also what you said is, like, everybody's best is at different levels. Like, I'm living at my greatest right now while you're living at yours, and everybody's story looks different. Yes. And because of that, what does success look like to you guys? Like, we all define success in a different way. So what does success mean to you, and how do you define it in your life?
I'll go first. I mean, go first. Success for me is, I see in 20 years, my daughter will be God. 32, and I see her either continuing the legacy that I'm building right now, or speaking to her kids at the time, whenever she has kids, but remembering this moment. And success to me is gonna be seeing my kids doing what they love, and being great at it, and being able to support their family with it, support themselves with it. That's going to be success for me. Success is not going to be for me having a mansion where you're going to need to take a boat to come to see me kind of thing on an island. No, that's not going to be success for me. Success is going to be wanting to, again, seeing my kids doing what they love and being able, and that is everything. Like, if my son wants to be an engineer, if my daughter wants to be a dancer, she wants to be a singer, right now she wants to be a blogger. And if she wants to be successful with it, listen, I'm fine with that. And as far as my business goes, you know, honestly, I'm leaving it up to the universe. And if it means, you know, speaking at engagements, you know, overseas or doing, that's great. That would be success. That would mean, you know, I've reached a lot of people. But it's really about helping people and seeing my kids, you know, doing what they want in the future is gonna, I'm going to be fulfilled, and I'll be ready to go to the next world at that point. I'm like, okay, I'm good to go. That's what success means to me.
Mm-hmm. You want to go on the same order we've been going in?
You know, I think I'm still trying to figure out what success looks for me, but I know what it feels like, and, like, right now, like, success feels just like happiness. Like, just being happy and being present in, like, my current situation. Like, I feel that, like, I've spent a large part of my life planning for the future, like, whether that be, like, how to get into an amazing college, how to get this amazing job, like, how to get, like, to that next step. And, like, I'm always looking forward, that, like, I feel I haven't really spent too much time in the present, focused on what I should be doing, or just focused on, like, what, like, kind of what we've talked about, like, basking in the things that we've already done. Like, I'm always looking forward, and so, like, right now, success to me is just really just, like, living in the moment, building these incredibly strong relationships with these amazing people around me, and just, like, being happy. Like, and whether that's me being happy sitting on Friday night eating ice cream in my bed or me speaking on a panel right now. It's just doing the things that I know that like will bring me the happiness and really dodging anything that like is going to interfere with that, because you know we all fight for this like feeling of like being kind of whole and happy and some like, you know, this idea of success. And I think we've all looked at some point or another like kind of applied success to material things such as money or career or having amazing clothes and like all those things I love, but I'd really love to just be like, if you take anything away, will I be fine like with what I've done, with what I have, who I am? And so I'm really building that up right now, and like that's really shown me what this path will look like for me. And like what that looks like for me is just like really becoming a voice for successful women who struggle with things that normal everyday women struggle with, but we don't have the space to talk about, whether that's heartbreak, feeling comfortable talking about getting your heart broken and dating and all those things, and mental health. Like I went through an insanely difficult time. Like I went through mental breakdown. I had to get literally carried out of my like office and had to go to a mental like place because I just wasn't happy. And it's just like really tapping into that within all of the successful women that I know and bringing us together and being like, listen, like there are some things that we're not talking about. And like me being in this place where all I want is I want to be happy and I want the people that I love and interact with to be happy. Like I just want to create a space for that environment to be where it's not about the money, it's not about the job, it's not about social media for anything. Like it's about what are you doing with all of this, like, you know, influence or talent or anything that you have. Like what are you trying to do with it?
So, and to understand too with the happiness that it's very fleeting, so it's not always going to be remaining.
Yes.
But if you surround yourself with people that help you go back to that space, or for you to like coach yourself to bring you back in that space, because you know we're gonna have sad days, it's just a part of life.
I had one the other day.
Right, it's just not about staying there for too long. So creating that space, because a lot of the times we're being ashamed of like saying that something is difficult, it's hard, I don't feel well, instead of like embracing that this is difficult, I'm gonna get past it, and I have people that are gonna hold me down to make sure that I'm gonna see this through.
But also understanding why you feel this way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that's the only way you're gonna be able to come out of it.
Oh yeah.
So triggers are important.
Yeah, knowing your triggers and like all this like mental health, I've been on this entire mental health journey, like from like bottom to like climbing to the top. And like it's not like, and what I really value about like social media and why I'm even on it is that like it like allows me to really show people that like one day I can be at the top of the world and being like, I'm killing it, you know, I've got a new guy I'm texting, I got this amazing project at work, like I'm having a great time with my girls, next morning and I can wake up at the bottom. And it's just like, how do you get out of that situation? And like, you know, someone like me, like I struggled with that my entire life without knowing what it is, what it's called, how to deal with it. And now that I do, the only thing I want to do is like, if I get online in the morning and I just feel like, guys, this is an ugly cry kind of morning, like this is wrong, I'm so anxious, and like showing people that, like one day you can be amazing, one day the next morning you can be like at your lowest, but the next day you can be fine again. Like it's all about talking about it and knowing what like is setting you in that place and what can bring you like out of it. And it takes a lot of mental work, it takes a lot of dedication, it takes a lot of time and knowing yourself. Meditation really helps, but spending that time looking internally instead of externally for happiness, and I think that's kind of what I'm more talking about, is like you're not going to find happiness in these like external things. It's more about knowing yourself, spending time like investing in knowing the things that make you happy, knowing the things that will bring you out of a dark place, knowing what's going to make you feel empowered, and the people that will add positivity to your life, and clearing out anybody who does brings you toxicity. Like about 6 months ago, I did a clean slate. I like tossed about 12, like I was like, everyone out. If you're bringing me negative energy, if you're toxic, if you're bringing me in this bad place, like you're out. And that left me with about 2 friends left, and those 2 friends are still here, and I still talk to them because they're the true people. Like, you know, and it's important to like
detox
and check in with yourself, because we get so caught up every day with the money and the jobs and the focusing on what we're doing and like making it
and
to
the negative part of social will make
and the negative part of social and like living. Looking at other people and feeling like I'm not adequate, I'm not enough. Like I was doing that, like, and it's not healthy. Just knowing that you're enough, you, yep. The biggest gift that you have is that there's no one else like you. Right. So it's just like, invest in yourself.
Yeah.
Because that's what's going to get you through this long, challenging journey that is called life. Success. Success for me, while money is not everything, it's important. So being able to have that financial stability to get rid of all the debt that I have will make me feel successful, not because I have a certain amount of money, but because I was in a hole, or I put myself in a situation, I got myself out of it. So that's going to be a point where I feel a certain amount of success, that I've laid the groundwork, so now I can start building, I can start investing, I can start planning my money properly and doing what I need to do so that I can help other people in my life. That's, you know, key for me. Helping people is key for me. And then also just being able to help people grow, whether it be my clients. A lot of my clients, they are entrepreneurs that have some focus on social impact. So if it's one of my clients has like an online education platform that is targeted to people of color and teaching them about financial literacy. Another client I had, she's a yogi, but she has an online streaming platform that has yoga videos, and all of the instructors are women of color. So I want to be able to help my clients basically change the world and be a small piece of their journey and their growth, and being able to just feel that I've impacted someone in a way where they feel like they can do something different. They don't have to do what they were told they can do. Success for me is just being happy and knowing that at the end of it all, I did all that I could do. And even if I was scared, I still tried. Even if I failed the first time, I tried a second time. And if I failed a second time, I tried a third time. Just knowing that I gave my all, and that even in those moments where I felt like I couldn't go anymore, I pushed myself that one extra inch just to keep going, is important for me, because I feel like there's so many people in my life who has been through so much and they kept going. And I just want to make them proud, and I want to make them feel like it was worth it for me, you know, not having anything, or my mom not having food and saying, I'm not going to eat today, you eat today. I just want to be able to make her proud and make her feel like, you know what, it was worth it, because, like, I see my daughter happy, I see her following her dreams, I see her pushing forward. So basically, success for me just means making all the hard work of people in my life and my ancestors matter, and make it worth it, and make it feel like I may feel like something's hard for me now, but it's nowhere near as hard as the things that people before me had to go through.
Mm-hmm.
So just keep on pushing, because it's gonna work out and it's gonna matter in the end.
Thank you so much, guys, for sharing. Even before going to the last question, I just want to say that me and Ayana feel like you guys are very successful right now here today. And the reason why we chose you guys is we were very particular on who our panelists were. And so Ayana knows
Martine.
Sorry, I was gonna say Katarique. Knows Martine, and you know, she's the person on the panel who's a mom and working on her business. Tequila, she is like mid-tier in her level, and she's very young and very like ambitious and driven in what she's doing. And then we have Cheyenne, who's very young and just starting her career. So we wanted to give everybody an idea of different stages in your life and in your career, and all of them are still non-corporate girls. So it was very specific of like just the transcendence in time, and like when you're starting to when you see yourself at the top. And we really do see you guys as successful. So thank you again for being on the panel. And to end the last question, because this is a live podcasting of our podcast. So we went through the segments, and the last question is, who's you're obsessed with? This is the part of the podcast where we speak on like our woman crush Wednesday, of somebody who's like aspirational, or who like just is doing and moving and shaking in their career. So who's that woman or person or something that's like, you know, a driving force in your career?
And you can know them or not know them.
Right. It could be celebrity, it could be family member.
One
who comes to touch. Yeah. Yeah. Top of mind, like right now, today. Who's that?
I don't know if you might know or might not know her. Her name is Marissa Morgathori.
We're going
gonna know about her today.
Yes. Marissa Murgatori. I came across her work, I want to say right before I decided to rebrand to what I'm doing now, which is teaching others how to run a business online. And it was through YouTube that I came across her as one of the suggested videos of whatever I was watching before. And what I love about her, she's a beast. But if you look at her social media, there's nothing going on there. And this woman is making it happen. And I like that about her. And at first I thought she was just a motivational speaker or like, you know, into yoga, meditation and whatnot. And then as I was watching her videos, I'm like, wait a minute, she's teaching, you know, her meditation to people in business, people like myself and whatnot. And she's just real. And she's this little woman, and she's making a lot of money, and you would never know that about her. And she doesn't have a podcast, she doesn't do the whole thing, yet she's successful.
She has cookies for the pie.
She's good. And she taught me a lot about, you know, creating your tribe. She taught me a lot about, you know, embracing moments like this. She taught me a lot about, you know, making a difference to people, not chasing the numbers, not chasing the money. And I love her. And I watched one of her live streams that she did recently in California. It was a 3-day event that she did. And she opened up her enrollment for her coaching. And God knows if she hears this, she's gonna laugh, but whatever. And she opens it up once a year. And I'm like, oh my God, this is my chance to have Marissa coach me, and I'm gonna get to meet her. So she says, go to the website on the live stream. And I go on the website, and then it shows all the packages, but no money yet, right? Mm-hmm. All the packages saying, this is what you're going to do with Marissa. I'm like, yes, this is what I want. This is great. I'm so excited. Your investment, $53,000. I said, right.
This is what sets me apart.
And this is how she's making her clients. $53,000. And she has a tribe of people. And she makes a difference with every single one of them. And you know what I did? I cried. I said, I can't afford you. And I sent an email. Mm-hmm. And I said, I'm sitting on my computer right now. I only have $150 that I could potentially invest in something that I want to do for my business, but I can't afford you. But I'm still going to support you, and I'm still going to love you. And so she's somebody that I watch often. Yeah, religiously, even if it's videos that I've watched like many times. I would highly recommend you guys to watch her videos on YouTube, and even subscribe to our blog. And her tagline is live your message. Live your message. And she's not a preacher, she's just like us, but yet she's like killing it. So she's, yeah, I'm a fan. That's it. I love her.
Yeah. This person, like, may know her. She's like my best friend, so probably not. So she's this girl from Micah that I've known since middle school, and honestly, she's probably my woman crush once every day. Just because, like, she's just like goals of a woman, and she's only a year older than me. So the reason I admire her is because about a year ago. She decided to start her like journey, and she's going to medical school. And about a year ago, she decided to like start a blog from nothing. She was like, she came to me and she was like, Cheyenne, like, I don't know anything like about social media. I don't know anything about starting a blog, but I know that like I really want to share with people that like I'm studying for the MCAT, and if I can like help people study for their MCAT, like, I would feel like so much better about my journey that this is so hard, and I just want to help people, like, give them the resources, we can study together. And so I just was like, go for it, like, you can do this, like, you're more than capable. And she did the damn thing. And like, fast forward a year later, she's grown to like over 3,000 followers. She's maxing it out, people are obsessing with her. And she got like, she did the MCAT, she documented her entire journey on like her blog. She, in between time for her studying for MCAT, built study guides for other people to use for their MCATs, you know, hosted IG lives on like how to apply to med school, like all of this during her process, which behind the scenes I could see like how much time and energy and love she was putting into this, and like how much her process was draining from her, but she still woke up every day trying to get people to feel better about their process. And it's been the most incredible thing to watch my best friend impacting other people's lives like this. And like, she's now going to Howard Med School. She got into Howard Med School, and we just found out yesterday that she got a scholarship.
What's her name?
Medically Micah. That's her IG, but she's Micah Brown, and like, we've been best friends since like seventh grade, and so she's just like beyond. Like, she just, it's like, just so, so, like, I'm so proud, and so just like, no, she's, it's just like, to watch someone I know impact other people just so positively is just incredible. So.
And it's something in medical, like,
yeah.
And this is why that's such a perfect example of like, we really all have something to offer the world. Like, that's, you know, we need more medical people, we need more doctors. So it's like, she took her piece of like her authenticity, like authentic self, and is like sharing it and created her own space and her own lane.
Yeah, and a year ago she was like, who would even care about a medical thing? And I was like, you would be surprised. Go
a lot
for
of people
it.
On the same path at the same time.
I'm like, it's not about like, she's like, but I'm not posting about fashion, I'm not posting about food. I'm like, there are people out there who don't care at all about those things.
That's
find
right.
your community, find your tribe, and you will literally grow. Like, you have such an amazing presence. And like,
I'm a check for her.
No,
and
go for her.
She cares about everything.
Yo, people, there's people, I was like, yo, there's people who care about like squishy noises. Like, I'm like, no, come on.
There's something for everyone.
Like, people watch each other eat online, so like, they will care about your journey. So it's just like, she's growing, and I'm just like, so, I'm like, girl, like, within a year you've like taken off, and it's just like, you, I'm so proud of her, and it's like, she's a testament to me, and that like, you can decide to do anything you want to do, and like, it's just like, finding what you are feeling passionate about, learn how to communicate it in your voice,
right.
And then there will be there's people that will flock to you. Because it's like, you're the person who decided to do it. They didn't do it. These people who come to you, like, they didn't do it yet. They're coming to you because you decided one day to be like, you know what? This is what I'm going to do with all my free time, is like, come and commit and communicate with all these people and help them with their journeys. And like, she's made such an impact that like, it's just like, that's inspired me to make more of an impact on my page. And like, for me, it's like, that's now what like social media means to me, is like, who are these people making impacts with their influence? That is what is most important. And so like, she's goals for me, and like, that's me moving forward. It's like, I only want to make like, show people that they can use their influence for positivity and change, and like, creating community online.
Mm-hmm. So,
nice.
Shout out Micah.
Yeah, Micah!
No, we all gotta follow her now.
Right? Yeah. Go on there and comment that your best friend is so dope.
And yes, <that's laughs> <same.
laughs> you're gonna get a call tonight, like, what did you say? I had like 20 new followers were all in my comments.
I love it.
Who am I obsessed with? You know what? I'm high-key obsessed with Delilah.
With me?
The reason why I'm obsessed with you is because from the moment you hit me on Mim Connect and Slack, so there's a Slack group. If you guys are in media, you should join it. It's called Mim Connect, and it's kind of has like different channels. They have like a New York one, they have a general one, they have jobs and internships or whatever. And it's kind of like a just community. We get to like share things that we're doing. And she hits me up, and she's just like, hey, I'm Delilah, whatever, like, tell me a little bit about herself. She's like, let's get together. So we get together, we go to cafeteria, and we're eating, and we're just talking. How long ago was this, like, year, 2 years?
No, it hasn't.
A year?
It hasn't
been. It feels like I've known you for a long time.
I know,
but,
because we've done so much in a little bit of
right,
time,
so we were just talking, and she was telling me, like, how she was working in social, and then she was like, it wasn't the right environment for me. They just started, like, doing some next stuff, and I was like, nah, I gotta get out of there. So I left, and now I'm just, like, doing my own thing, and I see you're doing your own thing, so I want to...
Ooh. Oh, the wind is
all right. That's the energy.
I was not ready.
So, long story less long, we just kept connecting, and if I would have an opportunity, I would tell her about it, or if she would have an opportunity, she would tell me about it, and I would just see her keep grinding and be like, you know what, I'm working on this thing called Corporate Girls, I want you to meet Ayana, she's dope. Then we all three got together for drinks, and we just connected, started talking about everything, and she's so supportive of women, mm-hmm. and she's so selfless. She's not the person that's gonna try to flex or try to do things to make herself look better. She's very like, I want to get this woman on my podcast to big her up, or I want to come support this event, or I want to pay money to go to here because I want to support other women. And I just feel like that's really dope, because a lot of the times people act like they're supporting you, but they're doing it for show. Yeah. So they're posting mm-hmm. that they're going somewhere, or they're trying to run to you to get a picture so that they can post it up and say they were with you. But when you're saying, hey, I'm looking for new clients, or is anybody working on a project, they don't reach out. Or if you're saying, you call them up and you say, hey, I know you work at this company, do you have any openings? They don't get back to you. But she's very authentic. She's very real. She's very honest. She's all about helping others and just trying to uplift other women. And I don't connect with a lot of women. I'm very like, not closed off, but I just don't really fool with a lot of people. And I'm very big on energy, so if I don't really feel your vibe, or if I feel like you're being fake, I'm just not gonna deal with you. So the fact that we've maintained our relationship, and our relationship is like growing, and we're really like,
we meet every month.
Yeah, like we meet monthly, we talk weekly, like I'll just be like, hey, like how's your trip? Like we are building that relationship, and I just feel like you're really dope. And I feel like you guys together are really lean upon each other and have different strengths. And your personalities work really well together, and I'm appreciative that you're contributing this to our community, because we really need it.
Yes,
yes.
I'm so happy. Yes. 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 That's awesome. I'm so happy that everybody's here. It was a small group. We intended for more, but we're happy for the people who are here, because you guys are our tribe, whether you realize it or not. We're growing. We're only 1 year old. And we've done so much in this little bit of time, just me and Ayana, with our limited resources, but just with our passion, our drive, and people like you guys who like see our vision and support us. Because, you know, there's certain people that roll with you while you're on the same level, and there's only some that hop on when you're already hot. Like, I don't want to be here when you're already hot. I want to be here when I see you crying and fighting for it and like trying to achieve your best. So however I can be an extended hand, a resource to anybody, I always want to become that person.
See what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Like, yeah. It's just like who I am. Like, I want to see everybody be great who's in my circle. And I just feel like if I can help you reach your greatness, and that's my, whether you think is a greatness, is also a defect, because there's some people that don't see the greatness within themselves as much as you see it for them. And that can be combative as well. So sometimes you got to know when to like fall back. But it's just like, I hate to see wasted talent. It's like disappointing. So for me, it's like I push because I want you to be great. I feel like we all can. And so let's make it to the top, guys. So this episode will be live on Monday to the general public. This was like a live listening session. We haven't recorded. We also had an Instagram live. And let people know where they can follow you at and what you have coming up next, so people can support you guys on what you have.
Sure. You can follow me at Kadriqe, KADRIQE, on all social handlers. My website as well as Kadriqe.com. What I have coming up, I have my first webinar on Thursday. Yay! So when you go on Kadriqe.com, you can go under events. Under there, you'll find today's events. You'll find links to my free webinar that you can register for. And if you are in New Jersey, local to me, I'm running a workshop as well on May 6th. So I would love to see you, but sign up to my newsletter so that way you could know what I'm doing next. I'll be doing a lot more stuff with these beautiful ladies too.
So you can find me on Instagram, tequila.white, two L's, and my business page, Tequila White PR, on Instagram, Twitter is Tequila White, LinkedIn's Tequila White. That's all my socials, website tequilawhitepr.com. If you know anyone dope who, you know, is doing great things and might need that push or might want that visibility, just reach out to me, let me know. Like I said, I kind of like to work with people who are doing something impactful, so I don't really do too much like entertainers or like people in fashion, unless you're like donating some type of your proceeds to something. That's just kind of my lane.
Social change.
Yeah, right. Social impact is big to me. So that's kind of what I do, how you can talk to me. I'm looking for any way to do things like this, connect with other people. So if you know of an event that they're looking for people to speak, or just a dope event that you want to invite me to, I just love meeting people and talking to people and learning about their stories. So feel free to, you know, reach out to me, connect with me after, have business cards, whatever you need. Just let me know.
Yeah, that's a perfect segue for me. You can find me at Adamantly Adler, Adamantly Adler, Adler, on Instagram. And then my blog is withcheyenne.com. You can spell Cheyenne, Cheyenne. And what's next for me is, I'm really excited and perfect lead in, is I'm actually working on my first ever like event in real life.
Yay.
Yeah, it's gonna be in June. The official date is to be determined, but basically the concept is gonna be the magic of influence, and I'm going to be having a panel of women who are doing impactful things with their online digital space, and whether that's being a voice for body positivity and helping people with kind of eating disorders and helping them recover, or me who's just a proponent for mental health and people recovering and dealing with the daily struggles of anxiety or depression. And I'm bringing on other amazing panelists. I won't give all of it away, but it'll be really fun. And yeah, you can stay tuned. I'll be promoting it on my Instagram and blog in the coming couple of weeks. So
awesome.
I'm really excited.
Well, thank you.
Guys, know Non Corporate Girls now has a newsletter, so please sign up, follow us. You'll get some great content coming to you every month.
We'll be doing a recap of this, and also subscribe so that you can get like some discounted coupon codes from our sponsors. Which, shout out to Tapos Pizza. If you guys enjoy pizza, they definitely sponsored us. Bellissima Prosecco, and also Crown Candle Co. So we'll be doing the
a quick raffle in a second.
Yeah.
But thank you.
Thank you so much.